When President Biden visits South Korea later this month, he's going to meet with the brand new president, Yoon Suk Yeol, in Seoul. What kind of new Washington-Seoul relationship are we going to see?
I think under the previous administration in Seoul and previous administration in the U.S., they had a very complicated, sometimes tense relationship. But with the new Biden administration, of course, Biden administration has been in place for the last 2 years. But then now with the Biden administration's renewed message to emphasize and prioritize alliances and partnership and strengthening those ties, and you have that on one hand in Washington. And then now on the other hand, we do have a South Korean, a new administration who seems to be standing much firmer vis-a-vis facing up to North Korean challenge. So I think the two countries have a very good, very good alliance conversation to have. And I think this is a great opportunity for two leaders to meet and share their perspectives on North Korea, trilateral cooperation with Japan, and other, amongst other issues.
Considering Russia's invasion of Ukraine, what kind of adjustment South Korea would want to make for better defense against possible aggression from North Korea? Will the South Korea have any ambition to enhance its military?
I think South Korea has been under the trajectory, even under the previous administration, to strengthen its military capabilities facing increasingly provocative North Korea. Now with the Yoon administration, I think that effort will be only continue and if anything accelerated. And how that will be done, I think will be discussed amongst the two countries' alliance managers. But and I think this is a very good opportunity for both leaders to send the message of what kind of tightening of cooperation the two countries are heading into. And I think one standing big standing issue would be the transfer of the operational control to South Korea, which now currently belongs to the United States and U.S. forces in Korea.
What about the United States? What would the United States want to do in the military alliance with South Korea when facing the potential threat from both China and North Korea?
I think Washington definitely would like Seoul to begin to work more closely with Japan when it comes to either facing North Korean challenges or challenges from China. Under a previous administration in Seoul, Japan-South Korea relationship have been quite strained. And really, two government really hasn't had any dialogues going on amongst the high officials. So I think U.S. would definitely like to see that communication be resumed. And I read in the news recently that the Japanese foreign minister will visit South Korea for the first time in the last several years as a Japanese foreign minister. So hopefully this will be the start of the resumption of the more constructive relationship between Japan and South Korea, both of which are very important to the United States and their alliances in East Asia.
Let's talk a little bit more about Japan. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is a foreign minister turned prime minister, and he has met with President Biden virtually just in January. So compared with you, the new president in Seoul, these two people know each other better. What will be on top of Biden's agenda to discuss with Kishida and vice versa?
I think Prime Minister Kishida really surprised many, even in for those of us in the United States who really believe that Japan's foreign policy stance with the United States is very, very closely aligned, that how Prime Minister Kishida's government has come out very, very firm vis-a-vis Russia as the ongoing crisis in Ukraine continues to unfold. And I think to frankly speaking, I think U.S. is quite appreciative of Prime Minister Kishida's effort to work with other partners in Indo-Pacific to form a broader coalition to support Ukraine on the principle of supporting democracy, supporting the international principles such as no use of force to change the status quo, including borders, say no, firm no to any kind of military aggression like the one we're seeing in Ukraine day to day. For instance, you know, Prime Minister Kishida just came back from a Southeast Asian visit, where each and every stop, he talked about importance of Indo-Pacific region countries supporting Ukraine and the those universal values. So I think two leaders will talk a lot about how to continue to coordinate their approaches vis-a-vis Russia over the Ukraine crisis. But then, of course, there are some other trade and economic issues that needs to be discussed. For example, the last 2+2, and I believe the last leader's statement talked about the formation of the economic 2+2. So I think what exactly that entails, I think it's still being hashed out between the two governments. So I think two leaders may spend a little bit of time about that. And last but not least, I think two leaders will spend a lot of time sharing their views on China and North Korea.
Talking about China, let's talk a little bit about the Sino-Japan relations. For the situation around the Senkaku Islands and the East China Sea, it seems that the temperature may not be as high there as the Taiwan Strait or the South China Sea, but the potential conflict with China is still pretty real. Would the strategy of U.S. and Japan be updated considering now the situation in Ukraine?
I believe so. Even before the Ukraine crisis began, Japan was on schedule to revise its national security strategy by the end of this year. And along with that, there are two defense policy guideline documents, Policy One National Defense Program Guidelines, and their acquisition documents, Midterm Defense Program, are also going to be revised. And this was all on schedule even before Ukrainian crisis. So now with this current situation in Ukraine, and increasingly more people are talking about what kind of quote-unquote lessons learned that China might take away from the international responses to Ukrainian crisis. I think two countries have a lot to talk about indeed. And even before those Ukrainian situation, some officials in both governments are talking about potentially updating again the bilateral defense cooperation guidelines. So depending on how Japan's national security strategy, its revision comes out, another revision, consultation for the updating those bilateral defense cooperation guidelines can also come into play. So I think that might be actually one of the important issues that two leaders might discuss. However, they're respective defense minister may also have a chance to discuss when probably two defense ministers will meet at the sideline of Shangri-La in June as well. Mm. Although nothing is officially announced yet.
Mm. We have learned that during his Asia trip, President Biden is also set to meet in Tokyo with other Quad leaders of Japan, Australia, and India in a gathering of the so-called Quad scheme that's being kind of revitalized at President Biden's initiative, because Quad has not been an effective scheme ever since its inception, particularly with India being the most reticent member. Do you think Biden will be able to successfully retool it for the U.S. purpose?
I think that will be definitely President Biden's purpose, but I think more importantly, I think this meeting's Quad leaders meeting in Tokyo will be very, very important for all leaders to think about the way forward for the Quad. I think U.S., Japan, Australia are all somewhat frustrated about India's responses to Ukrainian crisis so far. But then they definitely do not want to alienate or isolate India in that Quad structure, only to make them more comfortable or, you know, only to encourage them on that the more reticent trajectory. So I think that one of the key thing is, as you mentioned, how to perhaps retool the Quad to keep it viable and robust in certain areas of policy coordination, and make sure that India continues to be engaged in those areas. But then I think all three leaders in the U.S., Japan, and Australia are a little bit more clear-eyed about the potential for the Quad, or perhaps lack thereof, when it comes to a more of a hard security.
In the near future, what could be done for the Quad to be more effective in dealing with China? Do you think it is necessary or possible for the United States to kind of retool Quad into something like the NATO?
I think given the reticence of coming out of India, even before Ukrainian crisis, I think retooling Quad to something like NATO probably may be a bridge too far, at least for the short term. I think it is a good goal to have, to aspire to, medium to long term. So this will be a very much of a step-by-step process. And then I think the India would always be the center of the attention for the all three countries of whether they could continue to engage India in this endeavor.